The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 470.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is a mom and also a podcaster, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Josie Ong. Josie, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Great. Thanks, Sheena. I really appreciate you having me. And thank you so much for your patience, because we originally scheduled this for over a year ago when I was very pregnant with my son and I needed to cancel because I was having labor pain. So I really appreciate you waiting this long to have me on. I'm Josie Ong. I'm obviously a mom of a one-year-old. I also have a daughter. And I'd say if you see me on the street, you'd probably notice that I'm tall, especially for an Asian woman. I kind of stand out in the crowd. I'm also a podcaster. My podcast is Affirmation Pod, which happens to be the number one affirmations podcast in the world. And I also co-host the Mind Shift Meditations podcast with my friend Shell Hamilton. And she was just nominated for an Academy of Podcasting Award.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Josie, what's your cultural background?
So I live in Canada, and CBC is widely known as the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, but in my case, it stands for Canadian Born Chinese. I attended UBC, and that stands for University of British Columbia, but we often used to joke that it stands for University of a Billion Chinese.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I really love the classic, "Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right," by Henry Ford. But I also recently heard someone say, "Words create worlds." And I find that's quite fitting as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And I like that quote that you mentioned, "Words create worlds," because a lot of people feel like, you know, they don't have the tools or resources to create, you know, something out of nothing, right? And sometimes it's just, you know, the words you speak into existence or the thoughts that you have. Your imagination can be a big tool for you to create that the world that you want, right? And it just starts with the words that we speak, the thoughts that we have in our head, and you just never know what can happen, right? So I really love that. And, you know, in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think self-confidence, it's a lot about managing self-doubt. And the more we can see and hear self-doubt, but allow self-confidence to win out, it'll strengthen our confidence muscles. And we talked about this a little bit before we started recording, that there's a lot of people we know who want to start a podcast, but self-doubt, it actually wins out and they don't launch their podcast. And so for us, we've actually put those confidence muscles in play to be able to put all the steps together and launch and maintain our podcast. So, and I appreciate you with all that you do.
Well, not a problem. I really enjoy it. So for me, it's just something that I love to do. And, you know, you're right. You know, it's amazing how many people want to start something but never do anything, right? Whether it's starting a podcast, starting a business, getting fit, whatever it is, right? We're all guilty of it. I've been guilty of it in some parts of my life. Even starting this podcast took me like over 3 months to even just put the link on iTunes to have it in the library. But we all go through it, right? And just having that confidence to say you can do it, it's okay, just put it out there and let everything else fall into place. So I really love that definition that you mentioned. And Josie, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I think life, it's a constant journey of discovering self-confidence. I think it's really cool when you can keep doing things that you weren't sure you could do, whatever it might be. And I think back even when, and I know there's like the stereotypical thing about female drivers, but also, or particularly Asian female drivers. But when you think about the confidence that is built when you start driving a car and you're not sure and you're driving slow or you're, you know, and with time and experience, you have more confidence at it. And if I needed to get my license to, I don't know, ride a motorcycle or drive a bus, it would be me going through the same motions of like, okay, I'm not sure. I got to gauge this Do I go faster? Do I go slower? But as you go through the journey and you develop more self-confidence. So I think it's just a whole journey in life, because life has different phases, different stages. Sometimes maybe you feel like you're driving a car, and other times you feel like you're like on a unicycle, whatever it might be. It all helps build our self-confidence. And I think it's a great journey. I mean, I hope I'm going to be, you know, in my 80s and still building my self-confidence as I try new things and just keep developing myself.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's so true, right? Anything we start, we're all going to get scared. We all have doubts. You know, we all have, you know, the things that we have in our head that we tell ourselves that stops us. But as we mentioned before, it just takes the first step, and you never know where that step can lead us to after that. And, you know, was there a point in your life when you realized, you know, you can go out there and create a difference, you know, be the person that you are today, especially, you know, creating such a great podcast? You know, was there like any aha moments?
I think, as I say, it's a journey. Aha moments need to be sprinkled throughout life. I look at my daughter, and when she says, "I did it," and then she claps her hands with a big smile on her face, it's so exciting for me. And I think that kind of delight we need to have throughout our life journey, that we continue to have aha moments. I can't pick like one big aha moment in my life, but I think life needs to be just, yeah, like I say, sprinkled with aha moments if we're going to live the life of self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's cute, you know, especially when your daughter, like, especially mentioning your daughter saying, you know, she did something, right? And just seeing how happy she is and like excited that she did something, right? Like she took action on something. And it even helps us with our own confidence, because sometimes, you know, we can learn a lot from kids. We can learn a lot, like how, you know, they just persevere in everything, you know, because they have that innocence of like just doing it regardless what happens, which I think is great. And, you know, like for you, it's probably such a great time in your life to see that too, right? Especially at such a young age. And, you know, because of these sprinkled moments of your life, what's your life been like now?
I love just seeing how confidence shows up in so many forms. It could be me setting boundaries with certain people, because it's hard to set boundaries with them, but we really do get what we tolerate. It could be me letting go of stories that I've told myself in the past and they were holding me back. One thing I've been doing recently is starting to learn martial arts. And so even though I've got the worst skills and the worst cardio of everyone in the gym, I'm showing up. And I know in 6 months, in 1 year, in 2 years, I'll have built so much more confidence in the area because I gave myself the opportunity. So I think my life, where I have self-confidence winning out much more than self-doubt, it's putting me in places that, you know, if I was insecure, if I was not confident, I'd be like, oh, I shouldn't go. And I actually was telling my trainer, because he was like, okay, and we got to work on your cardio. We got to work on your cardio. And I said, you know, if I waited until my cardio, like I was in tip-top shape to come in here and learn this stuff, it would be at least a year, but I want to learn. And he was like, he looked at me and he said, I wish more people think like you, because there's always an excuse. There's always a reason. If it's not your cardio, it's something not to start, right? There's always a reason not to start. And he's like, you are actually just showing up consistently, and that's going to make a big difference for you, not just physically, but just mentally, emotionally, even spiritually, right? I'm putting it all together when I'm there. I listen to meditations when I warm up, all of that. So that's a picture of what life is like now for me.
Thanks for sharing that. I love how you mentioned that, you know, your self-confidence wins over self-doubt, because we all have self-doubt. No matter what happens, any moment in our life, we tend to doubt certain things, right? We may not be good enough, not the perfect time, the excuses we tell ourselves. And yeah, you know, it's just showing up, right? Like you mentioned, you started karate. You probably suck at it first, right? When I first started jogging, I was terrible. But the more I kept doing it, the easier it gets, right? And I think people forget, like, your first time is going to suck. And sometimes it's going to suck really bad. But the more you do it, the less it will suck. And you actually start getting better at it. And it just takes practice and progressing each way and just learning to celebrate every little success. So, you know, I really love that you mentioned that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I think I would say, believe in you. Everyone around you can believe in you. They could believe in you in a million percent. But if you aren't believing in yourself, you're not tapping into your full potential. And wherever you are, there you are. And you can believe in yourself or you cannot believe in yourself. It's really up to you. And I know that's easier said than done. It takes work and effort, but it's so worth it. Wouldn't you say so, Sheena?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Believing in yourself is the first step. Loving yourself, accepting yourself for who you are. Everything starts with ourselves and working on ourselves so that we know what we want, what we don't want, what we deserve, you know, we get to know ourselves a little bit more in the process. And, you know, belief is such a huge thing, right? That's what drives us to have the courage to go out there and do the things that we love, whether it's starting a podcast or starting a marathon, right? It starts with that belief in yourself. So I really love that tip that you mentioned. And Josie, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your podcast, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
What I have is, since this is the Tao of Confidence podcast, I have a very popular episode that I did on confidence. It's Affirmations for Confidence. It's the affirmations are 2 minutes long. And if anyone wants to check it out, it's at affirmationpod.com/confidence. And again, my podcast is Affirmation Pod. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and other and whatever platforms have podcasts on them.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Josie, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Josie's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I'm just really honored to have Josie today to share her story and tips on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Sheena. So great to be here.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.